We love benefits in our jobs. The sound of the word meaning something more, something extra. Let's talk about the benefits of Christianity. That's our study today from the International Gospel Hour coming up next. On Jordan's
stony bay. It's time for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jay Webb, and welcome to our study today as we embrace God's Word to help us meet the challenges of today. Let's open our Bibles and open our heart for this time of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you always to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and greetings and hello, everyone. It's great having you with us for this, our weekly broadcast of the International Gospel Hour, on air or online or on your television since 1934, and we're grateful that we can send forth the message, the Word of God, to help everyone in their lives. Today, we begin with our reading from Colossians 3, verses 1 through 6. Paul is writing unto the church at Colossae, and unto them he writes, If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. As we introduce our broadcast today, let's spend some time here with Colossians 3. Notice in verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ. Now again, written to the Christians at Colossae, those already saved as Paul began the letter, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, chapter 1 and verse 2. The word if means you are and you should do this. They were risen with Christ through baptism into Christ. We learn that from Colossians chapter 2, 11 through 13. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Friends, this is a beautiful parallel with Romans 6, 1 through 6, when Paul told the church at Rome, What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. Or as in the old King James Version, God forbid. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. As those risen with Christ, and in newness of life, the old man is gone. Therefore, we need to set our affection on things above, to seek the things which are above, to set our mind on things above, not on this earth. Jesus taught that in his early days of the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, 19 through 21, where he taught them to lay up for themselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust does not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal, but do not place their treasures upon this earth. Then Jesus told him in verse 21, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We also look ahead, or look at verses 5 and 6, and to see, to put to death, or mortify, the life you once lived. Put to death your members which are on the earth. Put to death fornication, no longer engage in that, unclean living, passions that are uncontrollable, evil desires, your covetousness, your greed, which is idolatry. You put those things to death. When one is baptized into Christ, remember, we baptize the old man and the new man is raised. These brethren understood and they saw the benefits of being a Christian. From this lesson, we see things that will help us a little extra, if you will. When we think about becoming a Christian, we think about living for Jesus Christ. But when we look within the beautiful teaching of the Word of God, there are many benefits in being a Christian, and by how God blesses those who follow Him. That's going to be our study today, and we'll continue in about 30 seconds. But first, a few words about our work here at International Gospel Hour.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Check out our website and see all that's available. We have a number of biblical resources. You can also listen to our other broadcasts, view our TV program, request our newsletter, and ask for our Bible study by mail, and so much more. And get this, it's all free at internationalgospelhour.com.
Friends, Christ is in the Christian, and the Christian is in Christ. What a benefit. From Colossians 1, 26 and 27, this same book we read earlier, of the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to His saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That word mystery is simply defined as what has been revealed. That, of course, there was a time, as we note here, and a parallel to Ephesians chapter 3, 1 through 5, that the mystery, or God's plan, which had been hidden from ages and from generations. We know God's hand has always been in His world, and we see that through the patriarchal age, through the Mosaic age, and through now the Christian age, we see God's plan revealed. We see how God's plan came forth through Jesus, who was born of a woman, born under the law, Galatians 4 and verse 4. He says, now this mystery, what has been revealed now to His saints. And God made known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. We see in the New Testament a clear distinction. That of the Jews and then of the Gentiles, we find the gospel of Christ coming to both. It wasn't two separate gospels, friends, but rather one gospel. And gospel that is Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, which is for all. Then He says unto them, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, now Christ can be in the life of any and all. Christ in us makes Him our life. Again, back to Colossians 3, 3 and 4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. So Christ is our life. He is our living. Christ in the Christian in Christ. Coming to mind is that beautiful text of Galatians 2 and verse 20, one that we'll look at a little bit more in a moment, but where Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, there's the death. Nevertheless, I live, there's the life. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Christ is in the Christian is in Christ. What a great benefit. Now let's stay with this and see further return, if you will, of this benefit. Number two, one pursues the mind of Christ. What a benefit. From Philippians 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Continuing with verse 6, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Friends, this text in and of itself would be a broadcast alone. We note, however, the mind of humility. When we go back to the first four verses of chapter 2, Paul pleads with the church there to have that mind of humility, to look upon not themselves, but to look upon the things of others, not to think highly of themselves. And when we see that mind of humility, then that mind that is in them was also in Christ Jesus. He talked about the mind that Jesus placed them in, and now he's talking about the mind of which they need to continue to think about, looking unto Jesus Christ. We cannot help but to note from Philippians 2, 5 through 11, the mind of compassion. And we think of God so loving the world that he sent Jesus to die for all, John 3 and verse 16. We think of Jesus and his acts of compassion, to where in Acts the 10th chapter and verse 38, he was simply noted as one who went about doing good. The compassion he had upon so many that he healed, those that he raised from the dead. And that compassion should be evident in the life of a Christian. What about the mind of forgiveness? In Luke 17, 3 and 4, Jesus is teaching about forgiveness, that if one sinned and turned and asked to be forgiven, then we forgive him. How many times, Lord? 7 times? No, 70 times 7. When one turns and asks for that forgiveness, then we need to be forgiving individuals. Now, when you think about walking with a mind of humility, a mind of compassion, a mind of forgiveness, all based upon walking and living for Christ, can you imagine individuals in this world who would possess humility, compassion, and forgiveness? Can you think of what a great impact in this world that would be if we did those things? You see, the Christian to whom has the benefits of life, these benefits of Christianity, grows in these areas that the world cannot fulfill. Oh, there are those that are not Christians who do not walk in a faith with Christ, who will humble themselves, but they can't learn the true humility without looking at the one, Jesus Christ, with that mind. Oh, there are many compassionate people who give, but yet are they giving of compassion as they learn from Christ and forgiveness? There are a lot of folks that just absolutely refuse to forgive. Christ is in the Christian is in Christ, and such benefits grow pursuing the mind of Christ and living his way. You see how this benefit, if you will, makes a great difference in one and unto others. We're talking about things within the life of the one who is obedient to the gospel and the difference it makes. Now, let's go to our third one, which is Galatians 2:20. We mentioned this moments ago, but let's also look at one who's been crucified with Christ. That indeed is a benefit, and I want you to notice some things with me here. Once again, the text, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. No doubt we have to put to death the old man. We noted that earlier from Colossians 2 and Romans 6. But let's think about a crucified man for a moment. Let's think about those upon the cross, upon Golgotha, upon Calvary, the two thieves, the criminals, and Christ. You know, a crucified man looks in one direction. He can only look in one direction. He's got to look for something. A crucified man looks for hope. And a crucified man knows what crimes were committed. You see, the thieves upon the cross, they could only look in one direction. Their heads were dropped. But there was one that looked for hope when he turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. They also knew the crimes that they had committed as well. Jesus looked toward the Father. And Jesus' hope with the Father's plans and knowing what he would accomplish. And he knew that he took the sins of people upon him. 2 Corinthians 5 reminds us that he was made to be sin for us. So one who is crucified with Christ will look in one direction. That individual will keep looking above. We noted that moments ago from Matthew 6, 19 through 21, and even our lesson text of Colossians 3. One who is crucified with Christ looks for hope. You know, Paul told the Christian in Romans 8, 24, we are saved by hope. Now, he doesn't say we were saved by hope alone, but within that context, he talks about salvation with that hope that is in Christ, not, well, I hope I'm okay, but one that has a hope that knows they are okay. And one knows the crime or the sin that was done before that has been taken away. Why return to a past with such a great future ahead? Why would one want to return to a past with such a great future? There were those in the book of Hebrews who wanted to return to the law of Moses. But the Hebrew writer says, why do that when we see what Christ has done? A better covenant with better promises, Hebrews 8. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Yes, friends, what a benefit. Consider with me number 4. Let's go to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, and see how one puts on the armor of God. What a benefit. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Oh, friends, I love this section of Scripture of the armor of God. You see, the Christian must be prepared for battle. It's a spiritual battle, as we noted. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. One must wear the complete armor of God and be ready for battle. If any piece of the armor is missing, Satan will no doubt attack that part and take the soldier down. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 7, this armor is called the armor of righteousness. In Romans 13 verse 12, it's called the armor of light. And one sees the benefit, not only a necessity, but all that is provided for the one who walks as a Christian. One must have on the full armor, as we noted moments ago. From time to time, you may sing a hymn called Soldiers of Christ, Arise. And there is a stanza that says, but take to arm you for the fight the panoply of God. And the word panoplia is a Greek word from whence the English word comes forth, panoply, which means to have on the full armor. But take to arm you for the fight the full armor of God. The great benefit therein, that we can stand for battle. Now, friends, let's see what we've looked at so far. We see that the Christian is in Christ. Christ is in the Christian. How one pursues the mind of Christ. And one is crucified with Christ and one's direction. And then going in that direction, God supplies the benefits, therefore, to help us stand forth in battle. And friends, what a great blessing for you and I to think about these things. I'm going to pause here for a moment. We'd like to complement this thought of staying in battle with our free publication offer today from here at International Gospel Hour, and a few words from our J. Webb.
Our free publication today is Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource, especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855 1-800-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say, Valor. And you can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. Our friends at apologeticspress.org have made this possible for you, our listeners. Get your copy of Valor and Virtue today.
Friends, let's consider salvation and a reward in heaven, the final benefit. We walk with it here, the good we do, because of the direction we desire to go. In Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left, and the King will say to those on His right hand, Come, you blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and you took Me in. I was naked, and you clothed Me. I was sick, and you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came to Me. Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the King will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the one of the least of these My brethren, you did it to Me. Friends, one looks forward to so much with heaven waiting. The benefits that await one that will walk in the way of God, walk within Christ, and the benefits that are within, and to see the reward one day in heaven. Friends, we're so grateful to study this material with you, to study the Bible, and we love to encourage good Bible study. Earlier, we mentioned about our website that you can peruse at internationalgospelhour.com. We just offered a free publication of Valor and Virtue. We'd love to send that to you as well. But while I've got you here, how about if we also send you your free Bible study course by mail? We offer this throughout our broadcast. We have a number of Bible study materials we'd love to send. Everything we send is free. Here is our J-Web with those details of how you can receive our free Bible course by mail.
Our longtime free Bible study course by mail is always available. Have you tried it yet? Just call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. Study the Bible at your own pace. Again, it's free from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, as we bring our broadcast to a close today, I'd like for you and I to spend just a few more moments with a quick review to think about the benefits of Christianity, all that is involved with what God provides for us. You know, Christ is in one, and one is in Christ. You can't get any better than that. And then being in Christ and Christ in us, the mind of Christ directs our conduct and our living, and to keep one faithful unto God. One is crucified with Christ, looking in the right direction and walking within the right direction, that we continue to improve our living as a Christian. One wears that armor of God that gives tremendous supply, well, such benefit. To where we have that armor of God on, we are able to have our waist girded with truth and the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Also, friends, I go into verse 18 with that armor of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, that we're able to have that moment of strategy to pray, to guide, to help us to know the power of prayer, and of course, salvation and a reward in heaven. What great benefits are there as a Christian, and how thankful we are. So many, millions upon millions, from the day of Pentecost onward, when they heard that beloved gospel, pricked in their heart, Acts 2:37, asked what should they do. Because they were believers in God, believers in what they were hearing, for they, after all, were there at a Jewish feast as Jews, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And upon that day of Pentecost, 3,000 did that. Friends, that's such a simple command. It's not difficult to do. To hear that gospel, believe it, repent of our sins, confess our faith in Christ, be buried with him in the waters of baptism, and to raise to walk in newness of life. You see, then it's a good life, one that's in Christ, with his mind, looking in the right direction, with the armor of God as great supply, and salvation and a reward in heaven. We have a greater hope and a greater direction. These are wonderful things to study, and how beneficial it is to be in Christ. We'll continue our studies together at another time, but for now, thank you for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. To God be the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. Feel free to listen to our other programs at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. And join us next time.